Hello, and welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
And I'm Sean.
Somebody made a custom Joey Ryan. Look at it. It's beautiful. Guises.
Oh, that's pretty good looking.
It's great. Yeah. You want it.
Guises. Anyways.
Look at it.
That's really talented, actually. That's a pretty good sculpt.
It's really good. Sorry. I got distracted. So now we're talking about custom Joey Ryans.
We're in the middle of the quarantine, so yeah, all bets are off.
Nothing matters anymore. There is no day.
There is no night.
There is no morning. There is no afternoon. It is just the now times.
The now times. Yeah. Maybe soon there will be the later times.
Maybe. I mean, this could be life forever.
I don't think so.
We're just all going to die. I mean, we could die.
Yeah.
Get the old Rona.
Yeah, but we stay away from the Ronas. Hopefully you guys are doing the same.
Yeah.
Because.
Hopefully you guys are staying safe, staying indoors, staying 6 feet away from people who don't live with you.
Yeah, right. Yeah, just be smart and be careful.
Yeah.
And I know you've heard it a million times, but, just wash your damn hands.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Don't go outside if you don't have to. Don't be around people because, you know, we're trying to the social distancing thing will work.
Yeah.
If we do it.
Sure.
So if you live in Florida.
Here's the thing. It's the hard way. A lot of people don't want to do it the hard way.
No.
But it's the only way we have.
That's right.
So hard way.
But since we are in quarantine, we are using this opportunity to create some new content in addition to this podcast.
Sweet, sweet content.
And we put up another video.
Yeah.
Last Saturday.
Feels like so long ago.
Yeah, right?
I was like, how long ago was Saturday? Because it literally feels like 3 weeks.
Like, did we put it up like 6 months ago? Like, nope.
It feels like months ago. And it's like, oh, it wasn't even a week ago.
No.
When we posted that.
No, we did post another video, though. It's just me talking about my Wonder Man figures.
Yep.
Because I have a bunch of them.
And Leela makes an appearance, our cat.
Leela shows up and
she's very needy.
She's very charming. And we'll do another one of those soon. I got a whole lot more figures to talk about. And I like to just ramble.
Oh, yeah.
So that is my lot in life.
Mm-hmm.
And I look forward to talking more about some action figures as we go along. And also, I just ordered a couple days ago a box of Dollar Comics from Mile High Comics.
Yes.
For some reason, I couldn't think of the title of the place. I was like, Mile City? But anyways.
Nope, Mile High
Comics. They are selling dollar boxes of random $1 comics.
Yeah, they're selling a bunch of different stuff. They've got like, it's a 5-pound mystery box.
5-pound mystery box, that's right.
Of $30 to $40 worth of comics. And it's just, if it's out of the dollar bins, it's $20. But if you want like strictly Marvel, I think it's like $40. I think the same for DC. They have a kids one. They've got a bunch of different ones, but like you just order them and they'll send them to you.
Yeah. Which I part of me does feel a little bit bad about doing that only because, and I was hearing somebody talk about it this week and it kind of maybe give myself a little bit pause about having stuff being ordered and sent to me and having these drivers and everybody out there have to essentially risk their lives to do so.
Right.
And, you know, if I can avoid doing that while we're in the middle of all this, sure. I'm going to try to do that.
Yeah.
But please, you know, and I've been trying to be as generous as possible to these folks, especially folks that might deliver us food.
Yeah.
You know, they deserve to have big tips.
Yeah.
And if you, any way you could support those folks as much as you can, you know, if you're going local businesses, you know, try to support them any way you can, because they need it more than ever.
Right.
You know, as we go through all this, but yeah, that's going to be on its way soon.
Yeah. But in fairness, it did say on the Facebook post, the Mile High Comics Facebook post, that by ordering those boxes, you are keeping people at Mile High employed.
Right. No, and that's definitely
so,
something.
I mean, it's a double-edged sword.
Yeah, it's definitely something that I wanted to make, you know, make a big deal about, because it's important to keep places like that open, you know. Yeah. It's important to keep any place open, really. But, you know, definitely your smaller stores and everything like that. And I know a lot of folks out here listening to podcasts, you know, to this podcast probably feel the same way.
Sure.
Because basically there's no – you can't – in a lot of states, particularly in the place like California, just for instance, you know, they – well, first of all, they're not getting new comics.
Right.
Because the distributor is not, it's basically like shutting down.
Right.
And there's only, because of this situation. And that's a smart thing to do. Mm-hmm. It sucks, but it's a smart thing to do. And the, you know, so the comic stores, you know, they can't stay open right. unless, I mean, they could try.
Right.
It's not really an easy thing to do right now. But folks are doing stuff online. Support them the way you can. If they have a Patreon, if they have... you know, if they have Kickstarters or whatever, OnlyFans, give them a follow, give them some of your money. So, yeah, that's really kind of our spiel right now. As we traverse through this,
are you going to get an OnlyFans site?
Yes, but it's just going to be me talking about an action figure.
Is it?
It's not going to be sexy.
Well, I was going to say, is it just like you shirtless talking about an action
figure? Yeah, I will be wearing a shirt, but I mean, but it's not really a treat for anybody. You know, unless you want to see my body. I'd be like, watch out for my body.
So. Worst collection ever, OnlyFans. It's just naked action figures.
Yeah, right.
And naked Barbies.
Just naked Barbies. Just me just laying there in my shorts.
Yeah.
You know, my shirt off.
So sexy.
Shirtless comic book. Read, yeah, I'm just, it's just me reading comic books to everybody, but like shirtless.
Shirtless comic book man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, nobody wants to see that.
No. No, they don't.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, if you do, you know, I guess, I don't know.
I mean, hey, these are weird times.
You might discover things you like.
Yeah.
You didn't know you liked.
You might really be into just watching a shirtless guy talk about action figures.
It's like, this is working for me. It's giving me life.
This is it. It's what I've been waiting for.
I didn't know I needed this. Now I do. Buy more comics. But yeah, but we're going to do more videos, though, with the action figures, though. And we're going to eventually, when we get this box, Jen had a great idea. We're going to do a live unboxing.
Or at least a tape. We'll put it we'll
live
put the video.
To tape.
Yeah, we'll put the video up.
Well, I'm trying to figure out because I mean, I guess technically we could stream it live. I don't know.
I don't know how that Facebook Live things work. Yes, I'm sure we could.
I'm certain there's ways to do things streamed live. I feel like it might be slightly more work than we're both willing to put in.
I don't know. I mean, it's not like we do any editing to the other one. It's just hit the button and fucking post it.
That's true. It's so kind of a challenge for me to not to realize that you're not editing this. So I'm trying to sit there and think to myself, like,
this
okay,
is all pure, dude.
Yeah, I got to keep
rough
talking.
Cut.
Yeah,
that's how we roll on Worst Collection Ever.
I got to keep talking.
Our entire life, this podcast. Is the Snyder cut of podcasts.
Yeah, this is the one where Darkseid shows up finally.
So much better than anything you've ever thought. It's
better than anything you've ever heard in your entire life.
That's it. We're the Snyder cut of podcasts because we just fucking do it live.
You know what I'm planning? I thought about doing, and I need to actually do it. I was thinking about going through our entire collection.
Yes.
And reading every book.
Yes.
But just summing up every book into one sentence and doing that and just releasing that on Instagram or something.
You would post a picture of the comic and then the caption.
Picture of the comic and put my whatever my spiel is. Because I kind of try to basically – I want to do it the way that I write the descriptions for the show.
Uh-huh.
Like when I talk about the podcast – when I talk about the book we read and the way that I write it is just basically like it's in the most – I try to do it in the most literal sense.
Yes.
As possible.
Yes.
So I feel like if I did that for all of our comics, that could be a lot of fun.
Sure.
But I have to actually sit down and do it. There's a lot of things. I was talking about to my therapist about this today about how I need to do more reading.
Yes, we both do.
And there's that's the thing too, is that I know there's a lot, not everybody has in the middle of this quarantine has certain things available to them that, you know, they wish they had.
Sure.
In terms of entertainment or whatever. A lot of people might be very bored out of their minds. Sure. And, you know, I am very thankful that I have a number of things to keep me occupied when I'm not doing work. So, and hopefully hopefully you out there have the same thing too. Mm-hmm. I know that if this, when I was telling my therapist about this today, I was like, if this was like happening like 15 years ago.
Oh God. I don't even know what I would.
I don't know what I would do. Cause all I had back was 15 years ago. So that would have been, 2005.
Okay.
What?
I'm just thinking about 15 years ago being 2005.
That sucks.
Yeah, it sure does.
yep. 2005, you know, all I had were some wrestling DVDs.
Yeah.
A few CDs and some VHSs,
mm-hmm.
which I continued to carry around for a very, very long time, and a PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
A slim PlayStation 2. But I didn't have, I don't know what happened to that. Did I sell that? Probably did. No, I had to have. No, I did because I bought it. I know what I did. No, but the PlayStation, so that's all I had, mm-hmm. you know, and I never had like a shit ton of games. I had games, but I didn't have games.
Yeah, we never had a shit ton either. We had a few.
So if I was stuck in my house or in my apartment in Snyder, New York at the time, I don't know what the fuck I would do.
Yeah, I would have had some books, definitely not as much. No, you know what? I probably would have had a whole fuck ton of them because I had quite the library. So I would have had books. Definitely would have had, like, DVDs and stuff.
Yeah, I didn't have a ton of DVDs.
But as far as, like, not a ton of stuff. But as far as games, we didn't have that many.
Well, also, too,
we only had, like, even when we had the Super NES, you have all the games I had. And I don't even have, like, 10 of them.
I know.
I think we might have had, what, 6, 7?
Yeah.
That's about it.
Most of them are sports games.
What, the NHL ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're my sister's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Half of them were sports games. So.
Yeah, Kathy used to play the hockey games.
Yeah, so, yeah, just think about being, you know, being, that being your lot.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's all you got. And just, you know, to think about that. And I didn't have a lot of comics back then. I didn't really have any comics back then.
No, I might have.
Because I was shamed into not having comics.
I think I had the Preacher graphic novels.
Which you probably already read.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So, and you're saying you can't go to Borders. R.I.P. Borders.
Miss Borders.
I know I miss Borders too. I will say this too. Look, if this was the previous institution,
yeah,
or any other institution,
and they handled it the same way, they would have fucked up too.
It's so, but I was saying there will be situation ways that this would be going in any situation, any of this, you know, whoever was in president or whoever's in charge, there would be something that they wouldn't be doing right.
Oh,
it's
sure,
possible. It's potentially possible. It
of
just,
course, of course.
It just feels
like at every step. The wrong decision is made.
Yeah.
It feels, and then you get a chance to make another decision and you make another wrong decision. And you're like, holy shit, how can you pick the wrong path every time?
Is the Doctor Strange planned this out?
Yes.
And he's like, okay. He's like, look, there's only one way to get to the best possible scenario. And that means
fuck up constantly and maybe people won't die.
I'm trying to be as diplomatic as possible.
I get it. It's fine.
Yeah.
Every fuck up. Okay.
Which is remarkable too.
It is remarkable that it's every single time. You're like,
it's, but
you
also
could
too,
have done the right thing.
But it's remarkable too that this is 2020. This is a year in which 30 years ago, we would have been like, do you know what's in 2020 is going to happen? There's going to be flying cars.
Man, I just keep thinking about
we ain't got shit.
How when I was a teenager in the 90s, in history class, and the way they teach history class, especially how they teach history class in public schools to a bunch of fucking white kids, is that everything important has already happened.
Yeah.
We beat Nazis. Racism is no longer a thing. And everything important happened before you were born. So you get to sit back and just wait for that flying car. That is not a thing. I mean, that's how they teach history to young white kids. It is very stupid and very gullible, and I understand that now. But back then, I really did think that everything important had happened already.
Yeah, that's true. That makes sense, yeah. That makes sense. We had actual world wars.
Yeah,
that's the entire world was at war,
and good triumphed over evil, and there we and it would never happen again. And look how peaceful everybody was. I mean, we hadn't had another world war. You know, civil rights had been passed.
Much progress, and everything has been made.
Progress.
And, nah, man.
Fucking trash heap. Constant trash heap.
I don't understand. I don't understand.
That just gets worse.
I don't know how to process it.
That's the thing.
That's why I'm yelling on my podcast to our listeners, who most of them, I feel a lot of you maybe swing the same way. And if you don't, it's okay.
It's all right.
But, you know, we're just, it's difficult.
It's baffling.
And, you know, I'm certain everybody that's doing a podcast right now is talking the same way.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are just like, what the, I mean, whoever thought you'd see a pandemic.
Okay. And I was going to say this because I want to get off this.
All right.
I don't want to talk about this forever. And I did bring it up, so whatever. It's a pandemic.
Mm.
But it doesn't really feel like a pandemic.
You mean like an old-timey pandemic?
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it's like, you know, like because there's still...
Not the plague.
Yeah, like there's not red skies and...
Well, I mean, I don't think they had those, you know, there was no red skies during the 1918 flu epidemic.
I'm just saying, like, it doesn't.
You're expecting something more biblical?
Yeah. I feel like I was expecting something much more like catastrophic, but it's like literally, I just walk outside and I'm just like, oh, okay. You know, there's people walking their dogs. There's some cars on the road. Maybe we'll get a coffee later and go through a drive-through. And I'm gonna go to work and work on my audio things.
For a pandemic, things could be worse.
Yeah, absolutely right. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
You know, that's it.
I mean, it could be like plague times and we would have to be, you know, dumping fucking bodies in pits, you know, bring out your dead, etc.
Yeah.
So.
How many dead you got in there?
Exactly. Bring out your dead. It's real fucked up.
Yeah.
So it could be a lot worse.
Could be a lot worse. And
especially because now we kind of have an idea of what's going on. We have running water and soap. They didn't have that shit back then.
Mm-mm.
And they had no idea what was causing it.
Yeah, they didn't have that sort of science.
No.
So
that they had no way to stop it.
Yeah. Well, that's some hypothesizing or just thinking
some
about.
Just ranting.
Hope you guys stick with it.
Sure.
But we will get to some more. You know, keep an eye out on our Facebook page.
For all those good vids.
Facebook.com/worstcollectionever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Check us out. We're trying to have some fun with this and, you know, see how it goes. I got to figure out how to stream better. I want to stream myself playing video games.
You should get a Twitch.
I have a Twitch account, but I don't really know exactly the simplest way to start that up.
Oh, I know.
Because a lot of people have some good equipment that they use.
Hey, I've seen all sorts of crazy shit going on Twitch lately.
Yeah, wait, you're watching...
Yeah, last weekend, you remember that. I watched a drag show.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
It's the first one they did, but now there's a bunch of them. You can watch a bunch of drag shows on Twitch.
Yeah.
Then there's also, and I was kind of hoping to watch it Sunday, there is a local DJ here who's, like, going to be spinning some old school goth tunes on Twitch on Sunday night. So, and it's one of those, like, a lot, because, like, the drag performers and, you know, the DJs and stuff, they'll put up, like, their little, like, Venmo or their PayPal or whatever. So you can tip them if you want. You don't have to. They're like, oh, but, you know, just FYI, we can't get any gigs because we can't go anywhere. So if you want to tip us, cool. So if there's someone on Twitch, you know, if you're watching a show, concert, and you can swing a couple bucks, maybe toss them. But people, if you can, I know not everybody is.
People are trying to figure out these creative ways to do things, but not being around each other, like dance parties and shit.
Dance parties, a lot of virtual happy hours.
Yeah.
There was also a brewery in town that if you lived within like a 10-mile radius, it would deliver you beer and a cookie pairing. And then you would go on to Facebook Live at a certain time and they would like do a beer and cookie tasting and like walk you through like the beers and da 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 da.
You know, it's just with cookies.
Oh, apparently they do it.
I don't know. I just find that funny. It's like, I don't normally, when I have a beer, I'm not eating cookies.
But apparently, if you went to this class, you would know what kind of cookie pairs best with whatever kind of beer.
Mm.
Because they would have given it to you for however much it was. I forget.
Well, that's enough of us bullshitting about that.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think of anything else in terms of comics or anything else we wanted to talk about. We talked about Bloodshot before. We'll eventually get to running. We do own it. So we'll get to watching it.
Yeah, we'll get there.
And this weekend is WrestleMania.
WrestleMania. This is going to be the weirdest WrestleMania I've ever seen.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a lot of weird. It's a lot of weird stuff going on. This is just one of them.
Yep.
But
hey, I'm going to watch another drag show of streaming with no audience. So
they did it. It's happening.
Yep.
If you have the network, watch WrestleMania.
I mean, maybe.
What?
It's just going to be so weird.
Nothing I could do about it.
I know there's nothing they could do about it. I just think it's weird.
I'm going to support this weird venture known as WrestleMania. No people. Anyways.
Someone's going
to
write a book about this time. It's going to be called The Year That Wasn't.
Everybody's going to write a goddamn book.
Oh my God, there's going
to
be so many books.
Who has the rights right now to 2020? No. Can you get the rights to a year?
Like, in a couple of years, there's going to be a book that comes out. It's going to be called The Year That Wasn't, and it's going to be about how everybody stayed home in 2020 because of death.
We're going to have so many perspectives.
Oh, so many takes.
So many hot takes.
Oh, so many takes.
Hot takes, cold takes.
All right, let's get to this book.
All right, well, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back with our book for this week.
And welcome, everybody, to what?
Wait, Brian, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're supposed to be recording a promo here, aren't we?
Aren't you supposed to tell people where they can find us?
Yeah, we're What the Hops Podcast, based out of Buffalo, New York. We like to talk a lot about beer.
A little bit about music.
And all sorts of random things.
So be sure to go find us wherever you get your podcasts, and hit up all your social medias and search What the Hops and hit that like button.
Cheers.
Whoa, WrestleMania, and there's no audience, and it's weird, and it's just boof, boof of the dudes hitting the mat. That's my song.
All right, we're back.
Did you like that boof sound?
That's how the ring sounds. Ring goes boof.
Ring goes boof. I'm going to write a kid's book about wrestlers, and it's going to be called Ring Goes Boof.
Right, might as well write it now.
Got nothing else to do.
Pitch it around the neighborhood.
Just stand on the fucking front lawn and scream. I don't know. We just watched a bunch of kids use a fucking roof as a slide, so.
The Mighty Thor, number 246, from April 1976. Okay, yeah, 1976. This is an older book. I believe we picked this up at, I think you bought this.
Did I?
I think it's one where you looked at it, because I feel like just sometimes you'll buy like these random books.
Oh, that definitely happens when I look at the cover and go, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
There's like a guy holding a gun to Jane Foster's head on the cover. That probably would have made me buy this book.
Yeah, no, they got a bunch of book, you know, bunch of stuff going on this cover. And I'm figuring this probably was like a purchase from like, I feel like I want to say Pulp Fiction.
Could have been Pulp Fiction. I honestly don't remember. It was definitely somewhere in California. It could have even been that place. Remember how we drove down to that one store? Oh, God. Where the fuck was it?
Was it the one in Anaheim?
Was it an Anaheim one?
Which one are you talking about?
Remember that one that had the sale outside?
Was a lot. Oh, I think you're talking about. Yeah, the one in Tustin.
Yes, that's it.
Okay, you know what? I can see that coming from here. Yeah, that's about right. Yeah, that was a pretty wild sale. Yeah, remember comic book sales?
Oh, man. Remember how it was just like you had to like be near people?
Well, things in California, like,
oh,
you could, they do this all the fucking time.
Yes,
because
they did.
The weather's so nice.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're just out there fighting fucking nerds. I mean, I can't tell you how many times we did that at Jeffrey's.
Oh my God, so many times.
And
you like huddle underneath like tiny little pop-up tents because the sun is just a fucking bitch.
Either that or it's raining.
Or it's raining. Also a thing.
But that was always a lot of fun. Out here we don't do that in Colorado. But we have places like Mile High that just literally have giant warehouses filled with comics.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about the elements when you're out there.
Nope. But anyways, on the cover here, we got Thor and Fire Lord doing battle. And Fire Lord, or so in the background, there is a guy with a gun and he's got a gun held to Jane Foster's head. And he's like, surrender, Thunder God, or Jane Foster dies. And Fire Lord's like, nah, man, he can't surrender, human. He isn't going to live that long.
Right.
And the Fury of Fire Lord.
And they're in like a jungle.
Yeah, they're in a jungle, by the way. Yeah, we're in a jungle. Jungle. That's the title of the book, The Fury of Fire Lord. We start off in Jane Foster's apartment with Thor and the Warriors Three having a schwitz.
I can't tell you. This is literally the part in the Avengers movie where they go find Thor and he's just hanging out with his friends.
Yeah.
Drinking beer and playing video games.
They might as well be. Yeah,
that's it. That's what this is. And first I was just like,
maybe this could have been the inspiration.
This is also, this is Jane Foster thinking she's going to have a romantic afternoon with her boyfriend. And he invites over his dumb friends to watch some stupid movie. And she's still trying to like hang in there, but she's pissed.
Yeah. See, she's sitting on the couch with Thor. And then we got Fandral and Hogan. And God, I always forget this last.
Is it the fat guy?
That's the fat guy's name.
Oh, the fat guy. They say it in there.
Volstagg. Hogan's the guy with the mace. Okay, yeah, sorry. Hogan is the fat dude. And they're there just watching the Errol Flynn movies.
Yep.
And Hogan is pounding back the Mickey D's.
Yeah, he has like a stack of burgers.
He has a stack of burgers, although they don't really look that great. They look just like white pie.
Yeah, it's really upsetting, actually.
They're not really. They don't look really good, but they're very happy to be watching TV, or as Fandral calls it, the viewing box.
Yes. They think the people live in the box.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not very bright.
No.
But as they're watching TV, they're interrupted by news.
Yeah, it's always the worst.
And we get a report about...
There's like a revolution in Costa Verde or something. But the rebels are being helped out by this dude who has fire for hair.
Yep.
And Thor sees him and he's like, that's my buddy from another issue.
You know, we had some shit go down and...
that's my friend.
Yeah, I need to go figure this out. This is kind of where it gets stupid, because Jane...
This is very stupid.
It's very stupid where Thor's like, all right, I'm going to go. And then
Thor has three friends who are literal god beings, and they are hanging out with him, and they are fucking god beings, just like him, and warriors and whatever, and they're like, cool, we'll come with you. And Thor's like, nah, bro, you just stay here, but I'll take Jane Foster with me, because apparently she speaks, quote, the language.
She's got...
She never specifies what language. She just
says,
speak the language.
The language. She went to college. She got college educated in...
The language.
The language.
Whatever fucking language.
I have a degree in the language.
So he's like, okay, cool. You guys stay here. You warriors with combat skills and experience.
And nigh invulnerable skins.
And not only that, you're like carrying fucking weapons. They were in this other picture. One of them's got like a mace around his
belt. Yeah, Hogan's got the mace, and Fandral does swords. And then the other guy does an axe.
And leave your... we're going to go into unknown territory to find people who have basically the high ground, because they know this place. Uh-huh. I'm going to go see if my friend's okay.
Yeah.
I don't need any backup.
Hey, guys, I'm going to take this mortal woman that knows words.
Apparently.
She knows the words, and I'm going to fly into
this place.
A place I've never been before, where I don't know where anything is.
Don't speak language.
Don't even speak language, but apparently she does.
Right. And I'm not going to bring anybody else who could possibly help me in case of danger.
Yeah. And even the guys were like, look, if you need us, just let us know. And he's like, I got no fucking cell phone, so.
Yeah, well, I'll let you know somehow.
Whatever. Yeah. It's both, whatever, I don't care.
So he, like, flies off. And the second he flies off, like, Odin showed, like.
No, we jumped to Asgard.
But doesn't he come and grab these dudes?
No.
Oh, for some
reason. These are different dudes.
Oh, for some reason. So this is what I thought happened. I thought the ceiling like opened and Odin came and like grabbed the dudes.
Yoink.
Which actually, much more interesting.
Hey, what are you doing in that apartment? No, yeah, I don't, you know.
Yeah, so we cut back to Odin, and he's on Asgard, and he's, like, losing his shit and, like, throwing people into, like, I don't know, the eternal hellfire or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, he's usually, because apparently, so basically.
Something's going on.
Well, basically what's going on is that Thor, or not Thor, Odin has become, I guess.
He's got some problems.
He's become under the influence of.
Drugs?
Drugs, yes. He's high on coke, and wow. And he's got this. He's got his coke dealer, this guy named Igron, who is basically serving as a counsel to him right now. And the problem with Igron is that he's
evil.
He's evil, and he's like boys with Loki.
He's a
Loki.
See.
He's one of Loki's dudes. And
that'll do it.
And then no, and he's basically like,
Loki?
No.
Oh well, just checking.
No, he's not Loki, but he might as well be.
Right, because Loki can kind of be everyone.
They're basically like, whoever was writing this, you know, when they were writing this, everybody like, look, we always use Loki. Why don't we just get like have like one of his other dudes like?
We'll just have Loki's friend.
Loki's friend.
Okay.
That'd be, you know, who's going to play Loki's friend in the MCU? We don't know. That hasn't been cast yet.
No.
But yeah, this guy is dressed like actually Steppenwolf from the. Not from the DC, from the movie, but from...
the comic.
From the comic. Actually, he's even from, like, his actual costume.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the way that the superpowers figure looks is... I don't really think that's how he actually ever looks. It was only really for the superpowers book. But, yeah, he's got this weird, like, cowl hood with his, you know, with his face sticking out. And mm-hmm. It just, you know, it just looks awful. But Odin's like, look... You know, I'm fucking crazy. And, you know, anybody that's there's a bunch of basically like anybody that's like resisting against him at this moment is basically sent to like fiery pits.
Yes.
He sends them to, yeah, the molten mire pits.
Sure.
So I don't know if that is just if it's a nice place.
I'm going to guess probably not.
Maybe it's not a nice place.
Probably not somewhere you'd want to go on your honeymoon.
So anyways, yeah. So this is going on, and Baldur the Brave, one of Thor's dudes, is just like, this sucks. I'm going
to
leave.
Yeah, he's talking to What's-Her-Face.
Well, eventually he does, because he's like, this sucks. I'm going to leave. And they're like, hey, man, what's wrong with you, Baldur? How come you're not enjoying dudes getting sent to Cincinnati? And he's like, you know what? Just leave me alone. I'm going. Whatever. Fine. I'm gonna go talk to.
I'm not like, a Tigers fan. Is it Tigers?
The Reds.
I'm not a Reds fan.
Not a Reds fan. Not a Bengals fan.
There it is. Bengals.
They only have two major sports teams.
I don't like it.
I'm a hockey guy. They don't have a hockey team. Not an NHL team. This sucks.
They have a waterfront though. Is that the waterfront one?
No, that's Cleveland.
Cleveland.
I mean, there might be. I don't know much enough about Cincinnati. I know that they have sports teams.
Cleveland is not that far from Buffalo.
No. Cleveland's like a 4-hour drive from Buffalo.
I don't even think it was that long, was it?
Yeah.
I don't know. It just felt really, when we drove from Buffalo to L.A., it wasn't that difficult to get across Pennsylvania into Cleveland.
No, because you're Ohio. Literally going across the smallest part of Pennsylvania, outside of like, yeah, no, actually, yeah, you're literally just crossing over, like, it's like a small piece of Pennsylvania to get into Ohio, and then you're pretty much there.
Yeah.
So we jump back to Costa Verde and bringing Jane with him because she knows the language, and he's like, I'm here. And the guards are like, what the fuck? And they start shooting at him. He's like, I don't know. It's like,
this is my favorite part. So there's like just dudes doing their job. There's like three of them, and they're literally just doing their job. And some guy just fucking fell out of the sky and was like, hello. And they're like, holy shit. So they start shooting at him. I mean, you don't have to shoot him, but whatever. These guys are doing his job. And Thor fucking throws the hammer at these dudes like he's going bowling. And they go fucking flying.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
Thor has no diplomacy.
Oh, no. He's terrible.
He is. I mean, I know that's kind of part of his deal, but
it's
on display here. And he's just like, all right, well, like, I think this is where, like, somebody cool lives. So we're just going to go in there and tell them that we're friends.
Yeah.
And we're going to demand, basically, hey, let us know where we can get this Fire Lord guy, my buddy. You tell me, and I'm going to help you out. And so they go in.
I'm also just, like, a little bit confused. Like, they go to the president, and they're like, hey, president. He's like, what? But they automatically, they're just like, you know what, president? We're here to help you, because we just know that apparently the rebels have no case in their rebellion. We're just going to side with you. Because you're the institutional authority figure.
Yeah.
I'm like, how do you know that he's not some sort of horrible, oppressive dictator?
As far as I know,
from
this book, we know nothing about the backstory about why this is a revolution.
There is just a revolution, and Thor is just like, you know what? I'm on the side of the president.
He's like, you know, my buddy out there is helping. My buddy out there is helping. Did the revolution? That sounds bad. I'm gonna ruin it.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, apparently, this whole time he brought the Jane for nothing because this dude is just speaking straight English.
Oh yeah, no, Thor talks right to him. It's not a problem. Thor talks to everybody in this book. There is no issue. Jane did not need to come.
We don't even get like those things where it's like you get like
in the, Spanish.
You get the language. Yeah, the language. we don't get those little brackets kind of indicating that it's a foreign language. Yep, no, he's just like, haha, I'm Thor. I'm talking my all weird way, and this guy's like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, he's like, you know, yeah, they're in the jungle.
Yeah, and this is where this is
like to the jungle.
So yeah, so him and Jane go to the jungle, and this is where I was talking about how he just kind of doesn't know where the hell he's going, but he just shows up there anyways, and he's just like, "We're here," and she's like, "Where?" And he's like, "I don't know,
the jungle.
We're here. We're gonna go." And he says,
"No map."
He says, "Does it truly make a difference, Jane? Tis not where our quest doth start that matters, but where doth find its ending."
Don't you know how much like square miles could be in a jungle? Like
he has no sense of earth geography.
Do you know how many people have wandered into a jungle in search of whatever and have literally never come out because they died?
Yeah.
So many people.
Did you ever see Predator?
I've totally seen Predator. Those guys didn't know where the fuck they were going and they all died.
The Predator's gonna kill Thor.
You know what? I'd read that book.
Ooh, Thor v. Predator?
100% I'd read Thor v. Predator.
How that hasn't happened yet, I don't know, but I think we need to.
Now.
You know what? All bets are off, guys.
Quarantine times.
Right? You know, look, we're going to get out of these quarantine times. I think all the studios should just be like, you know, let's just everybody just fucking fight each other.
Yeah, fuck it. Everybody together.
Because you need to make money.
Yeah.
You want to make all that money back? Thor v. Predator.
Everybody.
I just gave you one. I can think of so many of them. RoboCop v. Superman.
How about Avengers v. Predator?
How about
Avengers v. Predators?
How about Predators. Avengers v. Transformers?
Oh, shit. That's great.
How about Vin Diesel v.
Transformers?
Transformers v.
Cars.
Disney's Cars.
What if the next Fast and the Furious movie was a Cars crossover?
Let's fucking do it.
And all they were just all animated now.
Let's get all the fucking properties, man. Who cares, man? Who's got the rights to this shit? Let's fucking get it in there.
Doesn't fucking matter.
I don't care. Fucking Visionaries v. California Raisins.
Sure.
We're going to see it. We're making that money.
We're doing something. We're going to release it on streaming.
Just do it. That's my new slogan to Hollywood. Just do it.
Yeah, they might as well.
Fucking take it away from Nike. Fuck them.
Nike has to fight somebody too. It's a Nike versus Superman. Nike. I don't know.
It's just a peep, just guys throwing shoes at Superman. Like,
they're lined with lead.
no, these Nike Air LEDs.
They were like painted with kryptonite paint.
I'm just trying to imagine like Michael Jordan trying to jump in lead Nikes.
What if they all have pumps and when you pump them, it's like kryptonite gas that like makes them get bigger?
Those are Batman sneakers.
Yeah, those are totally Batman sneakers. And so when he kicks Superman in the face, he like feels it.
Hey Clark, look at my sweet sneakers.
And then it just turns into that Batman v Superman and they scream Martha at each other for 50 minutes.
Ooh. There you go. There you go. Nike v. Martha. I don't know.
Nike v. the Sons of Martha.
Sons of Martha. Ooh. Sons of Anarchy v.
Sons of Martha?
No, let's think of something else. Let's just throw a few out here. Sons of Anarchy v. WCW. Fuck it. Let's get wrestlers involved.
Yeah, why not?
But just the characters.
Not the actual people.
No.
The characters.
The characters, because they are characters. Ric Flair is a character in WCW.
Yes.
The Four Horsemen. You know, we can get all of them. We can get fucking NWO. Yeah, that's right. There we go. The NWO v. Sons of Anarchy.
They'd probably just team up.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, by the end of the NWO, everybody was in it.
But let's just get, you know, let's just get fucking anybody. Let's just get, like, people.
The NWO is like the England of the wrestling industry. In that, like, England back in the day colonized everything. That's the NWO.
Pretty much.
By the end, they were just like,
cool. Well, but then eventually they also split up the different factions, and that's how you got Ireland and Wales. But then they all get back together. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're all kind of connected, but they're not really.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Yeah. It's a good analogy. That is just the fucking EU.
It's a good analogy, babe.
Thanks. That's what I'm here for.
Ooh, the EU v. Fast and Furious. I don't know. I'm just trying to pitch it ideas, man.
Vin Diesel in World War II or World
he's been
War
in a war. I feel like he's been in war movies.
He must have been.
Wasn't he in Band of Brothers?
I feel like.
Oh, no, he was in Saving Private Ryan, wasn't he?
Was he a sniper in that movie, or was he just a dude?
I've never seen Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, it's been so long since I've seen it, I can't even tell you. I think you're right that he's in it, but I don't remember who he plays. I feel like he might be a sniper or something. I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Saving Private Ryan v...
Fighting Paul Ryan?
Paul Ryan. Yeah, let's just make that movie. I'm just trying to spitball here.
I know you are. I know. Because
trying to make the world money. Trying to make the world money. Fuck, okay, who cares?
Yeah.
Sony's like, no, you can't use the name or you can't use this. Fuck them.
Yeah.
Fuck them in the ass, they say. That's my new slogan for Hollywood. Fuck them in the ass.
It's a great slogan. You really should have rolled that out when we were living in L.A.
Hey.
I'm going to go pitch something, and if you don't like it, fuck you in the ass. I'm not actually going to. I'm just saying.
Fuck him in the ass. Who? I don't know.
Whoever.
Fuck him.
Fuck him.
Hey, fuck him in the ass.
Who?
M. Eminem? No. M. Don't get Eminem involved.
E-M. M.
M.
So this is also the part where Jane's like, man, it's hot here. I better rip the sleeves off my flimsy blouse and tie this into, like, a fucking crop top.
Thor,
like, doesn't care.
Thor no-sells us pretty hard.
He doesn't even bother. He's just like, yep. He's like, oh, hurry up. We have to get going or whatever.
Because she's taking it off. She's like, look, this is really hot. It's really hot in there. So I figured the less clothing I'm wearing, the more comfortable I'm going to be. And there's this panel where she's like tying her shirt, you know, into a crop top or whatever. And then Thor just looks so sad.
Oh, yeah. He's not even looking.
I think he's just standing with his hands crossed, like yeah, his arms like, crossed, just like, eh.
He's like sad that he has to wait.
It's like, God damn it. I wanted to go.
I want to continue walking through this jungle.
I want to keep walking through this jungle and ruining the political infrastructure of
whatever country we're in.
Whatever country we're in. I don't know, borders. And Jane Foster's like, you know, I'm going to take some of my clothes off. He's like, fuck that.
Yeah, not paying attention, Jane.
Fuck that shit.
So they continue to walk through.
That's a good picture.
There's a lot of ads in this one.
Ooh, so, Master of Karate.
So they're going to be walking. So then we cut to the actual rubble camp. And I guess Thor has found it, and one of the rebels runs into, like, the leader.
Not quite yet, actually. This is where we go to the camp.
Yeah, isn't this where the guy runs into L, whatever his name is?
Yeah, well, we get to find out. This is where Fire Lord is, and he's hanging out with this chick called Gypsy.
Yeah.
Not the Gypsy that blends into the walls, but just some chick called Gypsy. Who is a redhead chick, and she has
some sort of like power of like mind control.
Well, she's got a jewel.
Yeah,
she's got a gimmick on her head.
So she's basically like put him under a spell, so he doesn't remember his past.
Yeah,
all he remembers is like he likes her.
Yeah, he likes her, and he'll pretty much do whatever she says.
Yeah,
and there's so at this point, this is when one of the guys, some guy, runs in, and he's like, "Hey, Sheriff Lobo."
That's right. His name is El Lobo.
El Lobo. There's a guy with a fucking hammer, and he brought this chick with him, and she knows the language. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
And this guy's like, and then Lobo's like, hey, take care of it. Shoot him. Shoot him in the fucking head. Fuck him in the ass.
Pretty much, because he's like, hey, aren't you my second in command? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, well, then fucking do something.
Go murder. go fucking soldier shit.
And he's like, all right, I'll take some dudes. So he goes out there. Well, of course, Thor lays these dudes to rest.
Before we do that, though, this is kind of where, like, because the guy ran in and he was like, this motherfucker calls himself Thor. And Fire Lord's like, that sounds familiar. And this chick's like, hey, you know what?
The only thing that matters is you, me, babe.
Yeah, we're doing this shit.
Yeah.
I'm a character that's only in this book.
I'll never show up again.
Not going to be around ever again.
Nope.
Ever.
Nope.
But this is also when we go to a mead hall in Asgard.
Oh, that's right. This is where we cut to the mead hall, and that guy is talking to that.
Yeah, Baldur's talking to a chick who I thought was Valkyrie, but it's not. It's Hildegard. Not.
Yep, and she's wearing those nice Viking boob cups.
Yeah.
Whatever those things
this
are
is
called.
This is a Viking woman.
Oh, yeah.
Who does not take shit. And basically, Baldur's like, obviously our leader is insane because he is talking to this dude. So he must be tossing dudes into fire pits. Yeah, he's just tossing dudes. He's banishing dudes to, you know, Cincinnati and stuff. I don't even know where that is.
But he's sending them there. I don't know.
I don't want to go there. I'm not saying, look, just as an editor's note, I would go to Cincinnati.
Oh, I would too. I just picked a city. I'm not ragging on Cincinnati.
Because I heard they got good comic book shops.
Yeah, I'm sure their food's great.
You know what I'm talking about when regards to the chili?
Don't they put it on spaghetti?
Yeah, the Skyline chili.
That I'm not eating.
See, I think I would try it.
Of course you would.
I think I would. I would give it a shot.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think it would. I don't think it would be a good choice.
No, it's a horrible choice.
But I would give it a shot.
I know you would.
Because I'm sick like that.
Yeah, anytime Sean's like, hey, that's a terrible thing. And I'm like, yeah, it's really bad. He's like, I'm going to eat it. I'm like, hey, maybe you shouldn't. He eats it. And then he's like, why did you let me eat that? I'm like, I could fucking stop you. I told you it was a bad idea.
I'm a grown ass man. I can do what I want.
Exactly. So if you want to make terrible dietary choices, I mean, knock yourself out.
That's why you're a good wife. You just let me make my own decisions about food I want to eat.
Yeah, I don't have to eat it.
Well, you don't have to eat it.
No. If you feel the need to make a terrible choice, food-wise, have fun.
Yeah, I've stopped doing that.
Yeah.
Because I'm older.
Yeah.
And I can't be doing that.
No.
Baldur's like, hey, you know what? I need to, like, depose Odin because he's talking to this Igron guy.
Yeah, time to stage our own revolution.
That's right. The revolution book. But as he's saying that, as he's having a nice plot in this mead hall, there's a dude here, Snakehar the Skulker. How do you become a skulker?
No.
Can I be a skulker?
I mean, you could try.
Is that going to be a new thing after we get out of this quarantine?
You might be skulkers. Too big of a guy to be a skulker.
A what?
You might be too big of a guy.
This guy kind of looks tall. He's kind of,
you think?
Yeah. Mm. He's got himself a horned head.
I was just kind of thinking that you're more of the lurch type.
I am a lurch.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be a lurcher when we get out into the after times.
You're gonna be a lurcher.
Some are gonna be skulkers. I'm gonna be a lurcher.
Yeah, fair.
Sean the Lurch, Seanar the Lurcher. Is that Seanar the Lurcher over there? Oh, watch out! He might lurch. he might tower over us.
Yeah,
us skulkers. We don't want to get near him.
Don't do it.
But basically, he's like an information broker.
But like, here's the thing, man. If you're gonna start talking about overthrowing some people, don't do it in a public place.
Well, I mean,
come on. First of all, take your talk of revolution behind closed doors with trusted associates.
Baldur was the Alex Jones of Asgard. Let's just
what an idiot.
Throw that out there.
Idiot.
We jump back to the jungle, and so they get ambushed by the revolutionaries, and at one point they just jump on top of them.
Yep.
And have a big dog pile.
Doesn't work.
And, of course, that don't work because he's fucking Thor. I'll just explode out of this. Thor's like, okay, I'm here. Where the fuck is Fire Lord? That's why I came here. I was having a good Sunday sitting in an apartment with my woman.
Watching Errol Flynn movies.
My friend was eating a bunch of burgers.
Yeah.
He didn't offer me one. Who has a burger here? And Fire Lord's like, yeah, I'm here. Thor's like, look, maybe you should stop being a revolutionary guy. Gypsy with their mind control is like, nah, you know, you need to fight Thor because this is, you know, we're doing all this, we're doing this revolutionary stuff and I control you, so, you know, go fight him. And Thor is like, all right, fine, we're gonna fight. Yep. And they have a big ass in the middle of this desert or this jungle, a big ass cosmic fight.
Yes. And because like Fire Lord has this, like, he says there's some sort of like radiation or cosmic energy or something.
Well, Fire Lord,
you would assume Lord of Fire, no.
Well, here's the thing. Fire Lord is, what's his face? Silver Surfer. Oh. He was a Herald of Galactus, who somehow still, even though he's not a Herald anymore, he still manages to keep all the goods. So
I thought that, like, passed from Herald to Herald.
No, Galactus has, like, a ton of it.
Oh, I know, but I mean, like, I thought, like, once you were no longer a Herald, you don't get any powers.
I think that works in some ways. But for some reason, not all dudes that are or guys and girls that are heralds, that just pretty much just continue to be whatever they are. I don't understand why that is.
Because they don't have the powers before.
Yeah.
Like, Silver Surfer didn't have those powers until he was the Herald.
Yeah, and neither did Fire Lord.
And you're like, yeah, I guess you get him forever.
Yeah, you get to be a fiery dude forever.
It's like a fucking pension.
And so they have, like, this big-ass fire cosmic fight in the middle of the jungle.
And they're like,
somehow it doesn't destroy this entire country.
So he's like shooting a beam at Thor. Thor's holding his hammer, like deflecting it. And he's like, this could go on for hours unless one was bold. And he like jumps and punches this dude in the face. The guy's like, are you crazy? And so then they start fighting. My favorite panel is when Thor throws his hammer and it takes down like four trees.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It just cuts through trees. It's pretty great.
Yeah. He's like, look, you know, I helped you out with Galactus. Kind of, you know, helped you not be under his tutelage anymore, under his rule anymore. And, you know, maybe you should be more grateful. And Fire Lord's like, he's like, shut up. He does say something. He does say something here where I kind of like what he says. He says, why do you torment me so with things that have no meaning to me?
Right. And he's like, the only thing I know is me and this chick and we're hanging out.
Yeah.
That's it.
He's like, yo, so you know what? Me and this girl, we're having a party and it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And you're ruining it. I do want to talk about this hostess ad, so we'll get back to that in a second. But they're having this battle, and at one point,
that's when El Lobo grabs Jane Foster and he's like, I'm gonna kill this woman, knock the fight off.
Yeah, Gypsy so sees her.
And then Gypsy is just like, time to put the whammy on my good friend Thor. And so she's like, no, like, you know, don't fight or whatever. And so she basically says that Thor and Fire Lord are now both under her control.
Yeah, that's basically how it ends.
And that's it. That's the book.
She's like, yeah, because Jane's getting held hostage for a second. And then Gypsy does her thing. And, you know, the last panel is Thor and, you know, Fire Lord just being like, all right, we're going to do this. Apparently in the next issue, it's the Flame and the Hammer. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what happens, but I'm assuming at some point Gypsy's jewel probably gets broken somehow.
Yep.
And now she, you know, she's powerless over them and
sure,
whatever happens. And Thor leaves this country in shambles as he would do. And that's how it ends.
Yeah.
Do you want to read the next issue of that?
Sure.
Eh.
Meh.
I have a hard time with Thor.
Yeah, I don't like the
yeah,
bullshit. I don't like that. Thor books.
There's certain times where I'm like, I think I'm interested, and then there's other times where it just doesn't hit me. I mean, I'm cool because I like Fire Lord, so I'm interested, and I was interested in this, but at the same time, I'm just like, eh. Real quick, the Spider-Man, we have a cupcake caper,
yep,
a hostess ad. Peter Parker's in Mary Jane's apartment. He sees like a criminal outside and he's like, Mary Jane, I gotta go. And Mary Jane's like, the fuck? And he's like, no, it's cool. I'm gonna go out and get like milk for like this cupcake I'm gonna give you. And she's like, oh, well, this is a delicious cupcake. And then he goes and to subdue this villain and he comes back and he's like, look, you know, I took a little bit longer to get this milk. But now I'm back and I want a cupcake. Mm-hmm. And she's like, fuck that shit. These cupcakes are more interesting than you. Which, or she says, Peter, the host's cupcakes you left me with were a lot more rewarding to me than you've ever been. That's pretty hardcore.
That's really harsh.
That's pretty harsh. That'd be like me coming home one day and you just being like, honey, this bowl of ramen soup has been more rewarding to me than you've ever been.
I don't know. Did I make it like Jushin Liger made it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Shout out to, by the way, Jushin Thunder Liger has a YouTube channel now, and there's a channel episode where it's kind of like,
he gets up in the morning and he makes himself some ramen.
He has breakfast ramen.
Breakfast ramen.
They blur out his face when he's in bed. He gets up, he puts his mask on, and then he makes some delicious ramen, which now I saw that, I'm like, God damn, I'm hungry. Want some ramen?
It looks good.
So
he also feeds a cat.
He feeds a cat. You know, really, really, that's the kind of content I want to see.
Yeah, I just want to see people feeding cats and making ramen.
Well, I will tell you that you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. You can find the show on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever, and email the show, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
I should check that account. Maybe we've got some people
all
cooped up just being like,
look at it.
Yeah. But we will get to it. And yeah, if you, of course, you know, if you know, we do interact with people on Facebook and stuff.
Yeah,
so we do. And, you know, keep an eye out for those videos. We'll try to put more up. and have some fun. Mm-hmm. And it'll be a good time. And please, of course, rate, review, subscribe on Apple Podcasts and anywhere you get the show. If you're on Spotify, Stitcher, wherever it is, just make sure you check us out. And that's it for this week's show. Thank you again for listening. Wash your damn hands.
Yep.
Stay inside.
Stay safe.
Stay safe. And we'll talk to you again next time.
Bye.